Nazir chapter 4, Mishnah 4. Isha shenadra b'nazir. So a woman takes a vow of nazirus. V'ufrisha es behemta v'achakach heifela bala. And she sets aside her animals for the end of the process. When she gets in the process, she sets aside her animals. And then what happens is her husband hears and he revokes her vow of nazirus. Sim shilahasa behemta. So if the animals were his animals that he gave her, right? The husband gives his wife animals. He says, if you ever want to bring a sacrifice, use these animals. So they actually belong to him. So teitzei v'tire be'eder. So then the animals go back to the flock. They go back to graze with the flock. In other words, because they were the husband's animals, and he didn't give her, you know, he gave them to her only to give up his sacrifices, and they're still his. So when he revokes her nazirus vow, so the animals go free. There's no kedusha on the animals because he's able to do that. But if the animals are hers, hasa behemta, then she's got a problem, because if they're hers, now she does have the power to designate them to be sacrifices, right? So in this case over here, the following applies. The chattis tamus, the chattis offering, right? This is don't tell the SPCA, but the chattis offering, they have to leave to die. There's the halacha of the chattis offering, that is, something is designated as a chattis offering, and the owner dies. It's actually halacha l'Moshe Messina that you can't do anything with that offering. You can't bring it up. You can't offer it, because this chattis offering can't be brought as a voluntary offering, and the only way to get it out of its sanctity is actually just to let the animal die. So they just leave the animal to die.
Yeah, they don't feed it or anything.
They don't feed it or anything. They just leave it and it dies. So the chattis tamus. So the chattis offering, they leave to die. Va'oila tikrav oila. The oila offering is brought as a voluntary oila offering. Va'shlamim yikrivu shlamim. And the shlamim offering can be brought as a voluntary shlamim offering, because in both of those cases you can bring a voluntary offering. So they bring it as a voluntary offering. But one difference is they eat it in one day. Normally a shlamim offering you can eat in 2 days and one night. But a nazir shlamim offering, the shlamim of a nazir, can only be eaten for one day and one night. So here, like that, it was supposed to be a shlamim offering of a nazir, so that aspect of it sticks to it, and it has to be eaten in one day and one night. But they don't bring the bread with it. And they bring the reason they don't bring the bread with it, because it says by the bread that they'll place the bread on the palms of the nazir. They have to go through that, and obviously there's no nazir over here. So the bread that's normally brought to the nazir offering, they wouldn't bring with this shlamim offering.
So this is a case where the husband annuls her vows.
The husband annulled her vows, but she's already set aside animals.
The whole vows are annulled, then why would she have to set aside? I mean,
Because at the time she set it aside before.
Like
she set it aside before he annulled her vow to be the offerings for the Nazirus. We see once she set it aside, and I'll tell you why actually, because when he annuls her vows, is it retroactive or from now forward? It's from now forward. Yeah, exactly. Hayu la meostumim, right? What happens if she doesn't set aside the animals, but she puts aside the money to buy the animals? So if she just sets it aside stump, she just sets aside like a lump sum. She doesn't specify what part of the lump sum is going for like what animal, yeah? Because she can do it in two ways. She can either just set aside a lump sum, or she can set aside three different amounts, one for the chattis, one for the shlamim, one for the oila. So if she just sets aside a lump sum, yiplut le nadava. So they can just take the lump sum, and they can just give the lump sum to, you know, nadava as a donation offering to the temple. That's the easy part. Masma for Rashim, but if she sets aside specifically, you know, money for each one, so then demea chattis, the money for the chattis offering, so there you got a problem, because you can't, there's no such thing as a voluntary chattis offering. So in this case, yalchu liyam hamelach. So they have to throw the money into the sea. There's nothing that you can do with that money. Lo nehenim v'lo ma'olim mehem. And you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. But he says, not subject to the law of me'ilah. Right? You can't derive any benefit from it. But if you do derive benefit from it, you don't have to bring an offering. You're not allowed to derive benefit from any temple property. So he says, if you do derive benefit from it, you don't have to bring the offering for transgressing for using temple property. But the money that was set aside for the oila offering, can just be brought as an oila offering. You can just do it, give it a native oila offering. Demei shlamim yavu shlamim, and the money set aside for the shlamim offering can be brought as a shlamim. And the same halacha would apply, that you would only eat it on one day instead of 2 days, and the bread that's normally brought with a shlamim of a nazir is not brought with this money.